This is WRBB 104.9 FM Boston, and you're listening to The Dark Forest.
What was that?
What just happened?
I you know, I could have sworn we had, you know, like a great a path here opening up to us. Like, you know, we could listen to like some, I don't know, some dubstep tunes, have some fun, but
we had this whole bro step playlist planned out.
What happened?
Hello?
What?
Is anyone there? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Oh, I'm just passing through, you see. I'm the tourist, you know, I kind of just roam around these parts looking for, I'm sorry, I really need to, you know, slow down for a second. Who are you?
Hey man.
Slow down.
It's okay. We'll take it one step at a time
slow
here.
Slow down.
You are?
Well, I'm the dungeon master.
Yeah.
And,
I'm the crypt keeper, so.
The dungeon master and the crypt keeper?
Yes.
Of the dark forest.
Of the dark, okay.
We are in the dark forest.
It is such a relief. Oh, actually, this might have been the best thing that could have happened. You see, I am coming down. I came down from way back there, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I heard that there's this really great path, this, like, chiptune path. I don't know why they call it that. I have a guess. I was, like, really hoping I could have someone to help guide me through that path.
Chiptune path.
Okay, all right. You know, since our plans are not working out.
Kind of got
know.
Foiled. Right, I don't know what happened.
We'll entertain it.
Sure.
We'll go.
Well, we can help you out.
Okay. It's just back over there. We have to pass through this gate. I believe there's a gatekeeper of some sort. Hope he's not too much trouble.
We'll be right back.
So, you're the tourist, huh?
I am. You know, I always find myself wandering through the forest these nights, these days. It's a really great place, you know?
Yeah, it sure is. You're familiar with it?
Oh, I mean, I come here all the time. It's, you know, lovely, always changing colors, always some new sights to see. You know, I don't know where my camera is, but I usually like taking pictures, you know.
Pictures?
Yeah, I love drawing it from time to time. It's just...
Really?
Really?
Never was there a more scenic venue than the Dark Forest.
Well, tell me about it.
Of course.
You've come across the creatures of the forest, right?
Oh, yeah, a great deal.
And live to tell the tale?
Yeah, you know, tell my mom all the time about the things I see in the Dark Forest.
Do you... Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, don't you?
Of course, but, like, surely you have some sort of powers to, like, ward off the creatures. Like, you rely on some sort of vast kit of spells, hexes, charms?
I don't know anything about that, but, you know, when I close my eyes, I just see the obsidian interstellar, and it all melts away.
Protection from some entity beyond, perhaps.
Interesting.
Seems like. Have you encountered, the Begonia, perhaps?
Oh, I love that guy.
The skeleton?
The skeleton? Oh, man, I've seen the skeleton, like, quite a few times.
And lived? The ultraviolent junglist?
I have such a great story to tell you, but I really need to focus first.
Yeah, we do need...
We need to do that.
We need to focus.
So you know. Oh, did you have something to say?
You've really encountered all these creatures.
I did. I mean, I always have. It's – okay. I don't know if you know this, but I know this great spot. So I'm a tourist. I wander through the forest all the time. As a forest tourist, you find some really great spots. There's this one particular pathway that I myself very love. It's winding in this like S shape. There are these like really – I mean the greatest trees, no leaves of course.
Oh, wait. The clearing of eternal nightmares?
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
You've been there
that many times and you didn't know the name of the place, really.
Well, I mean the name doesn't matter. The vibe matters.
Well, they are just a tourist.
That's true.
One time I was there and the entire place was pitch black and I had no idea what was going on. But then this like behemoth stepped forward, like, cloaked in shadow, these like horrible wings, this like gaunt white face. There was like drum and bass surrounding them. And so, you know, I did what any reasonable soul would do. I drew them.
You drew the ultra-violent junglist, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Their horrifying visage, you have, you know, you've drawn that.
You've captured it. You've rendered it.
Of course. I've gone down there a lot. I've drawn a lot of them.
I think I'm familiar with your work.
Really? We've come across a particularly striking image of the junglist. Could it be by the stroke of your brush? Could you have done this?
Well, I think it would be pretty amazing if you did, because to be honest with you, I'm familiar with your work too.
Really?
As a, you know, forest tourist, I hear a lot of songs on the winds and, you know, the sounds of the station are music to my ears. So it's a great honor that I could be here with you tonight. I really do mean that. You've been a very positive force in my life.
So it's been really interesting having you here, Tourist.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Just curious, like, how have you survived this long in the forest? Have you encountered all these terrifying, twisted creatures and lived to tell the tale as many times as you have?
Survived implies I was in danger, you know? I really do.
The forest, you're always in danger, right?
Well, I mean, I'm just a guy, all right? I'm just passing through. I have the Obsidian Interstellar to really thank.
I'm starting to think they might not just a guy. The Obsidian Interstellar.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the Obsidian Interstellar?
Well, to know its true form is, I can't really comprehend it very well, but it's this, well, there's this great blinding light and all of these stars flashing by, tall spires of purple. It's a very, like, comforting, soothing thought, you know? Just to know that there's something so impossibly bigger than yourself that you can count on.
Yeah, I mean, the Dungeon Master and I, you know, we draw our powers from our pact, our soul pact with the forest. You know, that's how we survive here. That's what I trust.
Yeah.
I trust the forest to protect me.
Well, I trust the Interstellar. It and I, we have a real synergy going on, I would say.
A synergy, you say?
Yeah, why don't I show you?
We'll be right back.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been The Dark Forest. As always, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at DarkForestWRBB for all previous playlists and this show's playlist. You know, thank you so much for being on The Tourist.
Yeah, it's been a time.
Thank you so much for having me. Like I said, it really means a lot that I could be here to share this night with you two.
Yes, of course. So, Tourist, where are you taking us here? Where are we going?
You know, exactly. I've really wanted to meet you both for a long time. To be on The Dark Forest has been a dream of mine, and I really wanted to show you this cave. I spend a lot of time here. You can see the stars and the walls. It's a very, very magical place, and I...
Glimmering Cave?
I really wanted you to... Oh, I mean, if it's like, you know, if you're worried, I can go in first, obviously.
Go in first? Sure.
Yeah, I think you should probably...
Yeah, of course.
Go, do that.
I do.
We'll be right behind you.
Yeah, I do just have one more thing to tell you.
What would that be?